On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 23, Pretoria and Polokwane 25. National and Gauteng Provincial Police have launched a manhunt after two suspects allegedly shot and killed two police officers whilst they were on duty. National Police spokesperson Atlena Mate says the two officers were killed last night in Ivory Park in Johannesburg when they were conducting crime prevention operations. She says the suspects fled the scene with two SAPS pistols, a SAPS rifle and two cell phones.
General Fanima Simola says the ongoing attacks and killing of police officers who are on and off duty undermines the authority of the state. Between the 1st of April and the end of September, the SAPS sadly lost six police officers that were killed in the line of duty. We are doing everything possible as management to ensure members are always operationally ready to respond to the call of duty.
National Prosecuting Authority head Shamila Batoy has told the Nkabende inquiry that public confidence in the justice system is at stake. Testifying at the inquiry, Batoy said serious red flags in the handling of former KwaZulu-Natal Hawks head Johan Booysen's racketeering authorization prompted her to appoint the 2019 de Kock panel. She added the panel found the authorizations unlawful and highlighted procedural irregularities.
The report that I received at the time raised red flags, and I needed to then decide what to do to consider this. As a national director, as a responsible national director, when there are red flags, you cannot bury your head in the sand.
EFF leader Julius Malema says the delay in delivering the Phalaphala judgment involving President Cyril Ramaphosa makes people lose faith in the country's judicial system. Demanding the party march to the Constitutional Court in Bloemfontein, Johannesburg yesterday, demanding the ruling to be handed down.
They have already made judgments on cases that came after us, but Phalaphala is a difficult case. We need to tell the Chief Justice that for as long as Phalaphala is not released, every month we are going to come here to make a picket in demand of the release of the Phalaphala report.
President Volodymyr Zelensky's powerful chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, resigned late last night, hours after anti-corruption agents searched his home. Yermak was leading Ukraine's effort to push back against terms proposed by the US that would satisfy many of Moscow's territorial and security demands. And since you mentioned Black Friday deals, listen to this. The Winter Egg by Fabergé, commissioned by former Russian Emperor Nicholas II as an Easter gift to his mother in 1913, is set to break a new record when it goes on auction at an estimated worth of £20 million, which is around 452 million rands. This piece is part of Christie's Classic Week, the Classic Week sale, and is set to be sold on December 2nd.
What did you say, 20 million?
No, 20 million pounds, so around 452 plus million rands.
Okay, so all I need is 452 plus million rand just to even start with. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a deal to me. Yeah.
View these and other stories at jacarandafm.com. I'm Mule Pinot, more news at 9.